It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Keegan Littlechief. Keegan, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm cold, but I'm glad it's warming up.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to ask you if you're staying warm, because I know it is warm enough, and it's just wild to think that, like, minus 18 is like, oh, it is getting balmy now. But, I mean, it was minus 38 the last week. Are you doing all right with the cold? How you doing?
You know what? I thought I would have been suffering, you know, getting cabin fever, but I've been okay. You know, I even got a winter jacket.
I'm thankful that it is warming up a little bit. And I think it's going to be like single digits coming up next week, which is just wild to think about. But recently you released a tune called Need You to Go. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
So I ended up having kind of an idea of what I wanted to write about. And so I got in touch with Jesse Wyman that I really wanted to co-write with. So Need You to Go is really inspired by, like, my sobriety, my son, and breaking cycles. My son used to look at me, you know, and he would give me this look that would tell me that everything is okay with him, that I didn't have to worry. But then, you know, I was in a relationship, and all of a sudden that look just became blank with me. Like, he never looked at me the same. His actions, what he felt towards me was just, you know, it was all off. So one day we sat in the vehicle, and I just asked him, I said, "Hey, buddy, what's going on?" And at that moment, he let it all out, and I was like, okay. So you know what? You know what the crazy thing is? Mom feels the same way. I just didn't know how you felt. So we were both on the same page, and, you know, that's when we walked in, and I told him, go straight to the bedroom, and I have some words that I have to say, and just put your headphones on. So I went in, and I was like, you need to pack your stuff, and you need to go. Like, this is not working out. You know, it's not beneficial for anybody. So, I mean, that's kind of where the song came from. And, you know, and I really wanted listeners to know that, you know, when we're questioning our sanity or our sobriety, and there's that little voice in our head telling us, you know, something's wrong, I think, you know, you need to fix it before, you know, it starts getting out of hand, you know, it's okay to listen to that, and it's okay to break patterns, and it's okay to say out loud or say out in the open, or, you know, ask for help, you know, because either way we're going to get help. But I mean, we do have to put the work into it. But what I'm saying is, it's okay to ask for help.
Right, absolutely, and it's a powerful song. It's a great song. Again, your new one called "Need You to Go." Have you had an opportunity to play that song live? And if so, kind of the crowd's reaction and your experience playing that song live, if you've had an opportunity.
Actually, February 9th, I will be having a performance out in my home community, and it'll be the first time I get to play it live.
Wow.
So.
How are you feeling kind of leading up to that? I guess that ties into when you play a song for the first time for a live audience. What are those kind of emotions like for you? Super excited, maybe a little nervous? What are those emotions like for you?
It's funny you say that, because I was just thinking about this as I was, you know, listening to Need You to Go. And I get nervous with all original music that comes from me. It's nerve-wracking, because I don't know the reactions that,
right,
you know, but I mean, so far it's been good.
But no, that's awesome. And I know everyone's going to love it when they're hearing this one, and when you perform this one live for the first time. Again, joined now by Keegan Littlechief. Keegan, I want to say it was a couple of weeks ago, I was watching online the Blades play the Regina Pass, and it was in Regina, and I know you did the anthem for the last time's task. Well, you might do for a lot of Regina games, but this specifically, when I was watching the Blades play the Pass in Regina, you were doing the national anthem for the Pass, and I know that you do the national anthem for the Riders during CFL season. Do you get nervous before you do the anthem? I know you've done it many, many times. You do such a fantastic job doing the anthem. Do you get nervous? How's that experience like for you?
I get shaky. I do get super crazy nervous, but my focal point is actually my one and only, my main guy, my son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he's not at any of the events, he'll call me right before, or else, you know,
Oh, wow.
the staff are kind enough to bring him closer to where I can see him. They always have him have me plus him.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, that's very, very cool. And you do such a fantastic job. Again, anthems. Again, I know everyone has seen you and heard you do the anthem, especially at CFL Rider games, and it is fantastic. Tegan, you mentioned that you're playing a show coming up in February. What kind of is the early stages, I guess, of 2024 looking like for you? Are you planning to be maybe not? I mean, not a whole lot of live performances probably in the colder months here, but moving into festival season, what's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you? Is it a little too early to tell, or what are kind of the early stages looking like for you here this year?
Well, February 9th, I'll be doing a fundraiser in Carlisle for Telemiracle.
Oh, wow.
It's for
Awesome.
Telemiracle and our Bright Eyes Dog Rescue.
Okay.
And then also, I'm on the national cast for Telemiracle, so that's on the 24th, 25th, and Moose Fest Festival. And there's a few more. I just can't remember off
No,
the top of my head.
that's not a problem. You know, if people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, whether it be new music, kind of fundraisers, events, performances from yourself, are there social media platforms people can follow along with what you're up to? How can people stay up to date?
Yeah, for sure. So, Tegan Little Chief Music is everything on my social media. And also my website is pretty updated. So teganlittlechief.com, they can find out all my upcoming shows there.
Perfect. Tegan, it's always great chatting with you. Again, we're loving the sound of the new song, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.